愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们最近在读经，有到列王记上，然后到列王记下。
Recently, according to our reading Bible schedule, we are reading 1 Kings and 2 Kings.
那从列王记上的十七章开始，就查考到以利亚。
So starting from 1 Kings chapter 17, we study about Elijah.
上一次我们也查考到以利亚的心智跟能力。
Last time we talked about the spirit and strength of Elijah.
是在基利西旁栽培出来。
And that was established at Brook Cherith.
也是在寡妇的家里面得到能力。
And he gained his power and strength at the house of the widow.
那神是给以利亚的心智跟能力要做什么？
And why did God give him the spirit and power?
就是今天我们要查考的。
And that is what we are studying today.
也就是以利亚的时代使命。
And that is the mission during Elijah's generation.
就是在列王记上的十八章。
And that is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 18.
那神拣选以利亚在那个时代到底要做什么？
And what was Elijah's purpose during that time?
那今天对我们又有什么教训？
And what teachings does it have for us today?
这是我们需要学习的。
This is something that we should learn.
我们先来看列王记上的十八章。
Let's first turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
二十节。
Verse 20.
列王记上十八章的二十节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 20.
请读。
Verse 20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered by the prophets together on Mount Carmel.
二十一节。
21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
这里提到以利亚在加密山上。
Here it talks about Elijah on Mount Carmel.
然后他对众百姓说。
And he was saying to the people.
说你们心持良意要到几时呢？
He says, how long will you falter between two opinions?
心持良意，就是他的心里面有两个神。
And that is in their hearts, they have two gods.
那到底是什么神？
And what kind of God is it?
接下去说如果耶和华是神，你就要顺从他。
He follows by saying, "If the Lord is God, follow him."
那如果巴利是神，就要到顺从巴利。
But if Baal, follow him.
那众人一言不答。
But the people answer him not a word.
就是他不愿意做选择。
That means that they were unwilling to choose.
他们宁愿脚踏两只船。
But rather they were willing to be divided in their hearts.
以色列百姓是神的选民。
The people of Israel, they were the chosen people of God.
神在出埃及不久，在西乃山下，神就跟他们立约。
And after they left Egypt at Mount Sinai, God set up a covenant with them.
就是我要接纳你做我的子民。
That is, I will accept you to be my chosen people.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a requirement.
你要遵守我的诫命。
That is, you must keep my commandments.
那神的诫命是什么？
And what are the commandments of God?
最重要是什么？
And what is most important?
就是十诫。
That is the Ten Commandments.
我们现在看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第三节，第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
请读。
Verse 3, you shall have no other gods before me. Verse 4, you shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
第五节。
Verse 5, you shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
这里神首先说，除了我以外，不可以有别的神。
First, God said, "There should be no other gods before me."
这个是我们信仰整套的一个基础，独一真神。
And that is the basis and foundation of our faith that there is one true God.
圣经里面说，神坐在至高之处。
And the Bible says that God sits at His high throne.
这个至高之处就是天国的宝座。
And that is the heavenly throne.
就表示再上去没有了。
And that means above him there is no other person.
那神坐在至高之处在做什么？
And he sits at the highest point. What is he doing there?
他谦卑地观看世人。
He very humbly looks over the people in this world.
所以神是主宰。
So everything is under his control.
他掌管一切。
And everything is under his control.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And everything is in his power.
所以从造天地以来，生命延续不断，一直到今天。
And so from the beginning until now, life has not ceased to exist.
从造天地以来，所有的星球继续不断地一直在运转。
And from the creation until now, the planets and the stars keep their orbit.
这是因为他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And that is because of his commandment, the whole universe is under his control.
所以我们能够活着，是因为神的命令在我们身上运行。
And today we are able to live because of his commandment in our lives today.
所以一切都是归于他，一切都是本于他，一切也是为着他。
And everything belongs to him, everything originates from him, and everything is for him.
这个是整本圣经的一个立论根据。
And this is something that is recorded in the Bible.
没有神就没有圣经。
If there is no God, there is no Bible.
没有神就没有你我。
And if there is no God, there is no you or I.
没有神就没有我们今天的信仰。
And if there is no God, there is no faith.
所以神不再在天上坐在至高之处。
So God not only sits the highest place in heaven.
神要在我们心里面坐在最高的地方。
But he must also sit at the highest place in our hearts.
神要在我们的生活里面坐在最高的地方。
He must sit at the highest place in our lives.
让他来得到荣耀，让他来掌管我们一切。
So that he may be glorified and everything may be under his control.
让我们来顺服他，来讨他喜欢。
So that we may submit to him and be pleasing in his eyes.
这个叫除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
This is what it means to have no other gods before me.
那到第四节说不可以雕刻偶像。
Verse 4 says, "You should not make for yourself a carved image."
什么是偶像？
What is a carved image?
用最简单的形容，就是用有形的来代表神，就是偶像。
And so, from a very simple explanation, means to use something with form to represent God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
他看不见也摸不到。
You cannot see him. You cannot touch him.
所以人就觉得很难拜神。
And so for men, it is hard to worship him.
那你来到教会，我们能够拿神出来，拿不出来。
If we come to church, can we bring God out? We cannot.
但是有没有神？有啊。
But is there God? There is.
但是当人开始用看得见的代表神，那个就是偶像。
But when man starts to use something that we can see to represent God, this becomes an idol.
那这个偶像本身不是神。
This idol himself is not God.
因为神看不见。
Because God cannot be seen.
看得见都是物质界的都是有限的。
All that can be seen is limited.
所以神不喜欢我们拜偶像。
So God does not want us to worship these idols.
当然也不喜欢我们造偶像。
And he does not want us to carve these images.
神更不喜欢我们本身变成偶像。
And he does not want ourselves to become an idol.
这是神跟以色列百姓立的约。
This is the covenant between God and his people.
那今天呢，我们跟神的约也包括十诫在里面。
Today, our covenant with God also includes the Ten Commandments.
因为在主耶稣说，我给你们一条新命令。
Because God has given us a new commandment.
那新命令就是爱。
And that is love.
那十诫的前面四条就是爱神。
And the first four commandments is talking about loving God.
十诫的后面六条就是爱人。
And the latter six commandments talks about loving man.
所以在主耶稣里面呢，这个十诫还是存在的。
So in Jesus Christ, the Ten Commandments still exist.
就是不要雕刻偶像，不要拜偶像。
And that is not to carve an image of an idol and not to worship an idol.
那到以利亚那个时代啊。
During Elijah's time.
非常严重，就是以色列百姓啊，都在拜偶像。
It was a very serious matter that the Israelites were worshiping these idols.
那为什么会拜偶像？
And why do they worship these idols?
因为在迦南地有七族，这个异族的存在。
And because there are seven tribes that were in the land of Canaan.
那以色列百姓算是移民了，是刚移进去。
And the Israelites, they had immigrated into the land.
那神已经吩咐他们了。
And God had commanded them.
这个七族要全部把他赶出去。
That you should drive out these seven groups of people completely.
然后你们要在迦南地 建立一个以敬拜独一真神为主的一个国家。
And you must establish a nation in the land of Canaan that only worships the one true God.
啊，但是以色列百姓进到迦南地，他没有赶出去。
But once the Israelites enter the land of Canaan, they did not drive away the people completely.
那这个七族有他的文化。
And these seven groups of people, they have their own culture.
哦，那文化其实是很有力量的。
And this culture is very strong.
所以一个人啊，如果到了中年以后，大概的文化变成他思想的一部分。
And so after you reach middle age, a lot of times the culture becomes your way of thinking.
所以为什么进了中年以后很难信主耶稣啊？
And that is why after you enter middle age, it's hard for you to come to believe in Christ.
因为很多世俗的文化是以人为主的。
Because a lot of these cultural trends are based on men.
那今天我们要进入信仰里面，不要这个拿掉，再把神放到最重要的地位。
And today, to enter into faith, we must take away these cultural trends and put God as first place.
所以在罗马书里面十二章才有说啊，不要被世界同化，乃要心意更新而变化。
And so Romans chapter 12 it says that we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed.
所以我们看英文就非常非常相对了 ，conform, transform. 如果我们在这个世界哈，如果我们没有跳脱出来，超越这个文化，我们就被它同化。
And so if we do not transform and jump out of this world, then we will be conformed to it.
这个是信主以后一个非常大的功课。
So this is a great work that we have to work on after believing in Christ.
要超越世俗的文化。
That we must transform over this world.
不然我们就被世俗的文化同化。
Or else you'll be conformed to the cultures of this world.
那世俗的文化就是拜偶像。
And the cultures of this world is to worship idols.
所以以色列百姓面对这个强而易的外族文化，好像风一吹，全部都倒了。
And so the Israelites they met the strong influence of the culture, and like a wind, they were all blown down.
但是他们的心里面还听过很多很有力量的见证。
But in hearts, they heard many strong testimonies.
神怎么带领他们出埃及？
But how God led them out of Egypt.
怎么跨过红海？
How they crossed the Red Sea.
怎么攻克迦南？
And how they conquered the land of Canaan.
怎么渡过约旦河？
How they crossed the Jordan River.
这些力量啊，这些大有力量的神迹，让他们没有办法否定神的存在。
These strong testimonies were so that they could not deny the existence of God.
所以他不敢离开神。
So they feared not to leave God.
那他又没有办法克服这个外族的文化。
But they cannot overcome these cultural influences.
那这样变成脚踏两只船。
And so they falter between the two.
那这样的生活有什么不好呢？
So why is this kind of living wrong?
我礼拜六来教会拜神。
I come to church to worship God on Sabbath.
然后我礼拜一跟礼拜五跟我的同事打成一片，我完全跟他们一样。
And from Monday to Friday, I'm just like my coworkers. I'm just like them.
这样有什么不好？
Is this bad?
如果这样很好，就不需要改变了。
If this is really good, then we do not need to change.
那如果这样是不好，我们就需要改变。
But if this is not good, then we need to change.
那到底这样的生活方式出了什么问题？
And what is the problem with this way of living?
我们看十八章的十六节到十八节。
Let us look at chapter 18, verse 16 to 18. Verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. 17. Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, Is that you, O troubler of Israel? Verse 18. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals.
在这里啊，亚哈王遇到以利亚。
Here King Ahab met Elijah.
那他们两个共同承认一件事情。
And they established one thing.
就是以色列人遭殃了。
And that the Israelites were in trouble.
那到底遭什么殃呢？
And what kind of trouble were there in?
就是天不下雨。
And that is that there was no rain in the land.
所以到十八章的第一节。
So in chapter 18, verse 1, it says, And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth.
三年啊，不下雨。
There were 3 years without rain.
你想想看，我们现在加州啊，是在干旱。
Right now, we are in a dry spell in California.
如果加州三年不下雨也不下雪。
So if 3 years, we do not have rain or snow.
那我们要怎么生活？
Then how shall we live?
没有办法生活。
We cannot.
没有雨就是 百物都不能生存。
And if we do not have rain, then we cannot live.
哦，所以饥荒就来到。
And there will be a famine in the land.
所以很多男人死了，就有很多寡妇。
And so that is why there was that widow.
哦，所以这两个人在讨论这个饥荒到底什么原因。
And so they were discussing what was the reason for the drought.
哦，这个亚哈王说，饥荒就是你了，以利亚。
And King Ahab accused Elijah.
哦，那以利亚说，不是我，是你呀。
And Elijah said, "It is not I, but you."
以利亚能够看清楚这个问题的根源在哪里。
Elijah knew the root of the problem.
问题的根源就是你离弃神，你去随从巴利，把以色列百姓带到拜偶像的境界。
The root of the problem is that you have forsaken God and you have led the Israelites to follow Baal.
所以今天神不高兴，把雨停止了。
So God is not pleased and he has not sent the rain.
所以我们就知道偶像的毁坏力非常大。
And so we can see the influence of the idols in destroying.
偶像使我们跟神的关系切断。
It cuts our relationship with God.
所以圣经里面说神是忌邪的神。
And so the Bible says that God is a jealous God.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为我们跟神的关系好像是夫妻。
Because our relationship with God is like between spouses.
这个夫妻的关系，这爱都是有嫉妒的。
And there's jealousy in the love between spouses.
那这个嫉妒是好的，要保持婚姻的独一。
And this is a good kind of jealousy that retains the faithfulness in a marriage.
所以我们跟神的关系神是会嫉妒的。
And so our relationship with God, God is jealous of.
如果我们的生活里面有偶像。
So if we have idols in our lives,
就是任何一个事情一个观念或者一个目标，它已经超过神了。
If it can be anything or a concept, any matter that is above God,
它已经取代了神了。
And it has taken the place of God.
那个就是偶像。
Then it becomes an idol.
那就会影响我们跟神的关系。
And it will influence our relationship with God.
所以有时候我们常常想，为什么我们没有犯罪，信仰越来越没有力量，体验越来越没有力量。
So sometimes you might think to ourselves that we have not sinned, but why is our faith getting weaker, and we don't have any experiences in our faith?
很可能是我们的生活中神不是最高。
It could be that in our lives, God is not in first place.
很多比神还高。
We have many things that are higher than God.
所以这个神的地位往上拉。
And so we need to elevate God's place in our hearts.
那神的分量不是最重。
And God's place might not be weigh the most in our hearts.
世界在我们心的分量太重。
But rather the world has a greater weight in our hearts.
那因为这个样子神就渐渐不跟我们同在，我们就没有雨了。
And because of this, God no longer abides with us, and so we have no rain.
好，那我们再来看，为什么这个偶像这么有力量呢？这么有吸引力呢
？And so why are these idols so attractive?
圣经里面记载这个偶像有两类。
And there are two types of idols that are recorded in the Bible.
一种是外族文化里面的偶像。
One is from the other cultures.
那另外一个是敬拜神。这个里面自己造出来的偶像。
And the idol is created within those who believe in God.
所以我们今天这个偶像有两种一个是教会外面的文化，所有的偶像。
So today there are two types of idols. The first is the cultural influences outside of church.
那另外一个是在教会我们的信仰里面的这个偶像。
And the second is the idols in our faith.
这两个同样都有毁坏力。
And both of them have the power of destruction.
那当时的偶像有一个叫做亚瑟拉。
And at that time there was an idol called Asherah.
那另外也有叫做巴利。
And Baal.
那这个亚瑟拉跟巴利有人去查考对我们今天来讲有几个很重要的意义。
And so for Asherah and Baal, some people have studied the meaning of this for us today.
拜偶像第一个目的就是要丰盛。
And the first purpose of worshiping these idols is for success.
或成功，或是 prosperity.
Or prosperity.
这个是现在人最希望的。
This is what everyone wishes today.
信耶稣就是为着成功丰盛。
They want to believe in God for success and prosperity.
这样的讯息人很喜欢听。
And this is a message that many like to hear.
但是问题是，信耶稣真的最后最有价值的目标是成功丰盛吗？
But is this the greatest value in believing in God that in the end we have success and prosperity?
所以你看那个收音机里面有的收视率很高，它的讯息都是积极思想、成功、丰盛。
And if you look at on the radio talk shows, if they have high ratings, a lot of them talk about the success of the world.
成功丰盛是神的恩典。
Success and prosperity, this is the blessing of God.
但是神的恩典不能够取代神。
But the blessings of God cannot take the place of God.
如果神要让我们成功，你就发现你就一直爬上去了。
If God allows us to be successful, then we will keep climbing up.
好像但以理一样。
Just like Daniel.
又好像约瑟一样。
And just like Joseph.
谁都没有办法挡得住。
No one could obstruct them.
但是在但以理的约瑟里面，神还是最重要。
But for Daniel and Joseph, God was the most important.
他生活里面分量最重的还是神。
In their lives, they put God as the greatest component in their lives.
所以不是信主不能够成功丰盛。
It is not to say that as Christians we cannot be successful or prosperous.
而是不要让他成为人生的主要目标，或者不要让他来取代神。
But rather, it should not be the main goal in our lives. We should not let it take the place of God in our lives.
那在我们这个世代里面呢，这个偶像超越神呢，有时候就是指着性爱。
So in our generation today, sexual immorality can take a form of an idol in our lives.
这个差不多是没有办法抵挡的。
And this is something that you cannot stop.
特别在年轻人里面。
Especially in the younger generation.
这个已经没有办法抵挡了。
This is something that you cannot obstruct.
这个比神还重要了。
And it is something that is more important than God.
七戒里面到第七戒只是做参考，其他六戒都还可以。
And so for the seventh,
十戒，第七戒是做参考而已。
And so out of the Ten Commandments, the seventh commandment is only for guidelines.
那其他都还可以。
And the others are okay.
所以把这个性爱高抬比神还重要。
And so they put sexual immorality and their lust as more important than God.
这个是社会的文化。
And this is today's culture.
所以我们今天呢、要。在这个文化里面、要非常谨慎。
And so today we must be very vigilant and watchful in our faith.
那在出埃及记32章有在讲金牛犊。
And so in Exodus chapter 32, it talks about the golden calf.
这个牛犊是金造的。
And this calf was made out of gold.
用它来取代神。
And it took the place of God.
那我们就知道金代表什么。
And we know what God represents.
所以有时候我们人在世界上、对物质的欲望太多。
And so gold represents sometimes we have too many wants of material things.
那我们也会陷入、偶像充满我们内心。
And we might also fall into having an idol take over our whole
hearts. 好，那我们再来看，那在我们信仰里面，我们自己有可能会造什么偶像？
So what kind of idols may we create in our faith?
我们看士师记。
Let us turn to Judges.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
士师记的第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
士师记第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
26节。
Verse 26.
一直到27节。
Verse 26 and 27. Verse 26. Now the weight of the gold earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescent ornaments, pendants, and purple robes, which were on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were around their camels' necks. 27. Then Gideon made it into an ephod and put it up in his city Ophrah, and all Israel played the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
27节啊，基甸造了一个以弗德。
And so Gideon made an ephod.
以弗德做什么？
And what was it for?
一个祭司要进到圣所里面必须穿的一件衣服。
This was a garment that the priest must wear.
那这个以弗德怎么造的？
So how did they make it?
他是基甸带领他们去打战得胜所金环的所掳来的这些金银所造的。
And it was from the gold and the earrings that they looted from.When Gideon went to war with his people and were victorious.
所以每一次人看到这个以弗德，想到什么？
And so every time they saw this ephod, what would they think of?
想到基甸很伟大，他带领我们打胜仗。
They would think how great and mighty Gideon is that he led them in a victorious battle.
所以这件以弗德表面上是进圣所要穿的，实际上是在纪念基甸。
And so on the surface, it seems like they would want to wear this ephod whenever they enter into the tabernacle, but it is for them to commemorate Gideon.
所以27节说, 以色列人就拜了以弗德，不是拜神啊，是拜以弗德。
And so in verse 27, it says that they started to worship this ephod instead of God.
那这个间接就是在拜基甸了。
And so they were actually worshiping Gideon.
就是偶像化。
And so this is how they made him into an idol.
所以那以弗德就做了基甸跟全家的网罗。
And so this became a snare to Gideon and his house.
所以我们就知道我们在教会里面服事神不需要留名。
So in our servitude in the church today, we do not need to mention names.
圣经说，是约翰是旷野的声音。
And so the Bible says that John the Baptist is the voice in the desert.
什么是声音？
And what is a voice?
你听了，知道那个意念看不见的摸不到，消失了。
So you hear it and you know the meaning of it, but you cannot touch it and it disappears.
所以我们在服事神，我们只是一个工具。
So in a servitude, we are only a tool.
能够不让人纪念，没有人纪念，这个都没有关系。
If no one remembers us, that is okay.
为什么？因为神纪念就好了。
Because the most important is whether or not God remembers.
所以在教会里面，我们不需要纪念谁做什么。
So in the church, we do not need to remember who did what.
因为神都在纪念。
Because God remembers.
那神纪念是最好的。
And that is the best.
所以这个是在我们信仰里面。
So this is in our faith.
我们不要造以弗德。
We should not create this ephod.
那这样要能人纪念。
For other people to remember us.
我们再来看列王记下的18章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下18章的第4节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4.
18章第4节。
Chapter 18, verse 4. He removed the high places and broke the secret pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan.
这里讲西西亚做王的时候，他废掉丘坛。
And here it tells us that King Hezekiah, when he was king, he broke the secret pillars.
砍下木偶。
And he cut down the wooden images.
然后还有一个。 打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，
and he broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made.
以色列百姓在旷野很难走，他们开始埋怨。
When the people they were having a hard time walking through the wilderness and they were grumbling against God.
因为埋怨表示神，你把我带在这里是不好的。
Because of their complaint, that means that God had led them to a place that was not good.
但神为什么要把他带到那里？
But why did God want to lead them there?
最后是要让他流奶于蜜之地。
Because the end result was that they could enter into land flowing with milk and honey.
那为什么在旷野这么辛苦？
And so why do they have to suffer in the wilderness?
因为这样操练，让他能够来承受迦南地。
And that was to train them so that they could inherit the land of Canaan.
所以埋怨神就不高兴了。
Because they complained, God was not pleased with this.
所以神就让火蛇进到他们里面。
So God allowed serpents to enter among them.
那咬了，有很多人就死了。
And many people were bitten and died.
但是神又叫他们说，那怎么办呢？
So God says, what should you do?
就造一个铜蛇。
So they made a bronze serpent.
把它举得很高。
And they put it at a high place.
你被火蛇咬的时候，你只要望铜蛇，那就好了。
If you're bit by a fiery serpent, you would look towards this bronze serpent and you would live.
结果那个铜蛇其实就代表主耶稣啊。
This bronze serpent actually represents God.
我们只要仰望主耶稣就可以得救，这是新约时代的意义。
So the meaning in the New Testament is if we turn to our eyes towards God, then we will be saved.
那在旧约时代，那个铜蛇只是神用的工具，不是那个铜蛇本身能够行神迹啊。
So in the Old Testament, the bronze serpent was just a tool that God used. It was not that the bronze serpent had the power to perform miracles.
所以到旷野这个旅程过去以后，铜蛇就不需要了，没有火蛇，这铜蛇就不需要了。
And once they no longer needed the bronze serpent, because they no longer had the serpents in the wilderness.
但是他们还是把铜蛇拿来拜。
But they still worship this bronze serpent.
因为觉得它很厉害，你只要一看，铜火蛇咬快要死就好起来。
And because they felt that this bronze serpent was so powerful that if they were bit by the serpent, they would live.
那这个在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
就是在我们信仰里面，有一些工人，有神很大同在，有很大的恩赐。
And that is talking about enough faith, we might encounter some workers that are very talented and that have the guidance of God.
英文里面也叫做 channel blessing, 它是神祝福的一个管道。
And they are a channel of blessing in our lives.
他们跟神的关系很好, 但一方面再把从神的领受的恩典再带给大家。
They have a good relationship with God and they bring the blessings they have received from God to all of us.
但是这个只是神的工具。
But this is only the tool.
这个不是偶像。
It is not an idol.
如果把这个神用的工具当作偶像，这个就是铜蛇。
If we use the tool that God has given us as an idol, then it becomes the bronze serpent.
所以在以利亚那个世代，他们拜的偶像，有外族文化的偶像，有他们信仰本身所造出来的偶像。
So during Elijah's generation, they had idols that were created by the other cultures, and they had also idols created from within.
以利亚要把他们的信仰带回来敬拜独一真神。
And Elijah wanted to return their faith back to worshiping the one true God.
这个他不是不可能啊。
And this was very impossible.
为什么？
Why?
因为你看，以利亚用理论上说服大家，还是不愿意做选择。
Because even though Elijah used theory to persuade them, they could not make a decision.
因为选择是痛苦的。
Because this decision was very painful.
如果我要跟外族的文化切断。
If I was to cut my ties to the outside cultures,
那我每天跟外族人在一起，我没有遵从他的文化，我就被孤立了。
Then I will be segregated from them because I am with them every day.
但是如果我跟着外族文化来走，
But if I walk with the outside cultures,
跟神切断，
and I cut my ties to God,
他们知道摩西讲得很清楚，这个咒诅会临到。
Then they know what Moses said very clearly that they will be cursed.
所以最好就脚踏两只船。
And so that is why they were faltering in their decision between the two.
所以以利亚用理论上说明，大家听是听，知道是知道，就是不愿意做选择。
So even though Elijah told them in theory, they knew about it, but they could not make the decision.
那到最后，他们为什么会回心转意呢？
In the end, why did they return to God?
到底是什么人让我全心全力的归向神呢？
What led them to return their hearts to God?
我们现在回来看，列王记上18章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上18章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
我们看29节。
Verse 29. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention.
就是说他们向这个巴利拜啊，一直跳，甚至拿刀割，但是到晚上什么都没有发生。
So they worshipped Baal and they even cut themselves all day, but nothing happened.
这表示他们拜的神是假的。
That means that the God they worshipped was not real.
那现在换以利亚来献祭。
And now is Elijah's time to make a sacrifice.
先把水浇湿了。
First of all, he poured water.
然后他就开始向神祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
那求神显他的能力。
And to ask God to show his power.
让他们能够看到他的荣耀来回心转意。
So they could see his glory and turn their hearts back to him.
38节。
Verse 38.
神从天上降火来，就把他们所有的都烧干净了。
So then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice.
39节。
Verse 39.
众民看见就伏伏在地，说耶和华是神。
Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God."
所以我们可以看到，他们回心转意一个关键呢，就是他看到神的火从天上降下来。
So you see a key point in how they returned back to God is because they saw this fire from God.
今天我们的信仰要回心转意，要从天上降火下来。
For our faith today to return to God, we must have this fire come down from heaven.
那个火是什么？
And what is this fire?
使徒行传第二章讲第一次圣灵降临。
Acts chapter 2 records when the Holy Spirit came for the first time.
第一个好像风吹过。
First is like a wind that blew by.
神的气息是带有权柄能力的。
And the Spirit of God is full of power.
吹到人的身上，让你感受得到的。
And so it blew onto people so they could feel it.
第二个，好像火焰显现出来。
And second, it was like fire.
火是热的。
Fire is hot.
它是从天上降下来的。
And it came from above.
是我们对神的事情心里火热。
And so for the matters of God, our hearts are burning.
所以今天我们要重新让我们的信仰回心转向神。
So for our faith today to return back to God.
就是要祷告大家被圣灵充满。
Then we must all pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有大风吹过，有火从天上降下来。
We must have this mighty wind blow by, and we must have this fire
from above. 大家重新对神有很有力量、很直接的体验。
And so all of us will have strength again in the Lord, and we will have experiences.
我们心就回转过来了。
Then our hearts will turn back.
这对我们真教会的信徒，这是真的，这是可行的。
And so for members of the true church, this can be done. This is real.
因为我们大部分的人都得圣灵。
Because the majority of us have received the Holy Spirit.
我们要一直祷告，天上的那个圣灵的火降下来。
So if we pray, then the fire from above will descend.
我们的心就往上提升了。
And our hearts will be elevated.
就回归向神了。
And it will return to God.
那祷告求神显他的能力。
So we can ask God to show His power.
在教会里面有神能力的表现。
And we can see the power of God in the church.
大家看到神的能力就回心转意。
And when everyone sees the power of God in the church, then we will return.
好像我们几年前在俄法这个洗礼前的赶鬼。
And just like many years ago, we cast out demons before a baptism at Irvine Church.
我们有一个从菲律宾后裔的一个慕道者。
We had a truth seeker from the Philippines.
他被鬼附着，大家在这边帮他赶鬼。
And she was demon possessed, and we had to cast out the demon.
但是鬼赶出去，他就可以受洗。
But after we cast out the demon, then he or she could be baptized.
大家看了以后就知道说，真的有神也有鬼。
And everyone who saw this knew that there was a God and there was a demon.
神的能力比鬼大。
And that the power of God was greater than the power of Satan.
神就在我们中间。
And God is amongst us.
让我们的信心加强。
And this will strengthen our faith.
所以这一次的这样神的能力显明。
So they were able to show the power of God.
然后把假先知全部都杀掉。
And all the false prophets, they were burned.
到十八章的四十一节。
And from chapter 18, verse 40,
以利亚就说有大水的声音呢。
44, then they heard the sound of water.
神要赐福下来。
And God was about to send it down.
因为他们已经除尽的偶像，内心归向神。
Because they had cast out all the idols, and in their hearts they had returned back to God.
所以如果我们的生活要得到神更大的恩典。
So if you want to receive greater grace and blessings from God in your lives,
要除尽偶像。
Then we must cast out all these idols.
祷告到天上降火下来。
And we must pray until fire comes from above.
那我们回心转意神的大雨就会降下来。
And once we turn our hearts back, then God will send the rain.
百物就可以滋生有收成。
And all this, the plantation will have life.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
十九首。
19.
我们厄凡教会的青年神训班。
Starting from Monday, we will have NYTS for 2 weeks at Irvine Church.
感谢主感动好多的青年来参加。
Thank God that many youth are moved to attend.
求主耶稣借着这机会复兴他们的灵性。
We ask God that through this opportunity that they can revive their faith.
来预备他们以后能够过着服侍主的人一生。
And to prepare them so they can live a life of servitude.
说我们特别为神训班祷告，求神赐恩祝福。
And let us especially pray for this NYTS so that God can bless it.
也感谢神，我们厄万教会有一个机会来侍奉。
And we thank God that Irvine Church has an opportunity to serve.
这是一个机会，也是一种恩典。
This is an opportunity, and this is also a blessing from God.
求主带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
祝福我们的这些盛会。
And to bless all our holy events.
那我们在九月的最后会有联恩布道会。
We'll have an evangelical services and spiritual convocation at the end of September.
大概还有两个月。
So we have 2 more months.
请我们多带慕道朋友为这个事情天天来祷告。
And let us continue to pray for this matter daily and bring our truth-seeking friends.
我们最后因为早上没有按手祷告如果我们要求圣灵，要接受按手祷告，要求恩典的，请我们都到前面来。
And we ask that if you want to ask for the Holy Spirit or ask for blessings, to come forward to pray.
我们请在座的长子一起来按手祷告。
We ask the ministers here today to lay hands on you.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.